One school district in our listening area has realized that women graduates of Brainerd Senior High School have been underrepresented when it comes to the Hall of Fame of graduates. They have created legendary women, and each year a committee of women induct legendary women into the archives of the Brainerd Senior High School. Here to tell us more about this year's inductees is Lauren Nickish. She is a retired music educator, an actress, a playwright, and she herself is a legendary woman of Brainerd Public Schools, inducted last year. And we know her. She's a featured player for the Great Northern Radio Show. The mellifluous Lauren Nickish joins us now. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Heidi.
You know what I mean by mellifluous, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now, John, I think you had a question right away on this, didn't you?
Well, I've heard that they have something in dedication to all the men from legendary men from Brainerd High School. How on earth could anybody walk the halls in any source of power in position and not say, hey, why don't we have women on the wall? I think that's just crazy. And so when did this change, Lauren?
This changed about 3 years ago. That lack was recognized by powers that be at the Brainerd school system. And John Erickson, who's the Brainerd Public Schools archivist, and a group of people got together and decided that they would take a look historically and contemporarily at female students at the school and see what they could find out. And it was really quite a great step forward.
You know, that in and of itself is cool, but it's continuing. It's now going to be every year. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the women inducted into this year's Legendary Women of Brainerd Senior High School?
Well, this year we have 9 women who are going to be inducted, and I'm a member. After I became a legendary woman last year, I decided this program was really making an impact, and I wanted to be part of that. They asked if I would join the committee, and I said yes. So I've been able to see from the inside out what effort the program takes and what kind of people, women, there are to choose from, and there are many. This year, we have Amy Ward Aho. She's a Brainerd High School graduate of 1993. Catherine Nolan Benson, who graduated in 1992. Jill Carlson Casper, a graduate from 93. And Linda Olson Engel, a graduate from 1966. Mm. Christy Martinson Ferguson, who graduated in 67. Bunny Humphrey Ostlund, who graduated in 1947. Ruth Ann Henderson Geminder, a 71 graduate. And Pam Siegel Thompson, who graduated in 1978. And these women run the gamut of careers and impact, not only in the region, but in the world. We have Catherine Nolan Benson, who went from being a successful software sales executive working in product development to becoming a nationally known advocate of lung cancer research and early screening. And her work is continuing and will be reviewed in the upcoming congressional session as a bill to support new research dollars and get rid of the stigma behind lung cancer. That's just one example.
Lauren, you mentioned a word that didn't answer my question, but you said impact. And just think of the impact this is having on younger women who are walking the hallways or wherever this is and be inspired by this.
Yes. And not only young women, but young male students as well. And, you know, I think even adults, educators, and other staff and people who go through the school will see this exhibit and realize the far-reaching impact that one student educated in a small city in northern Minnesota can make not only regionally, but across the world. It's amazing.
Lauren, how would you describe your education that you got at Brainerd Senior High School? What stood out to you?
I define faculty, number one. Of course, I think teachers are the heart of education. Student willingness to come along and to learn new things. And I think the school really works to provide a wide variety of classes and educational threads so that they can impact students of every talent and ability.
So what's the process of selecting somebody? I mean, how is there a committee?
There is a committee, yes, and they actively solicit ideas from people across the area, women who might fit as a legendary woman, and then the vetting begins. First, we have to make sure that they are truly a graduate of Brainerd High School. That's the one prerequisite, actually. And we delve into what that person accomplished as a high school student, because that's where it all began, but then where they have traveled in their lives and careers since that point. And we work really diligently to include women from all eras. We have a wide expanse of eras, as you heard, 1947 this year to 1994. And it's interesting to see the impact that the era and culture of the time have made on accomplishments of people as well. An accomplishment that Bunny Lecklin Humphrey Oslin is noted for is her wonderful visual artwork. She's known internationally as an artist. But an accomplishment that she got back in the day was being selected by the Brainerd chapter of the National Secretaries Association as the 1975 Brainerd Woman of the Year. So she had a secretarial background, but was noted as a visual artist. And then you come to a more present day awardee and find that like Jill Carlson Casper, who graduated in 93 with her degree in organizational behavior from St. Scholastica and an MA in management and leadership from Concordia, she's currently a vice president of training and community relations for Mid-Minnesota Federal Credit Union, and she's made a great impact locally here in Brainerd as long-term members of the Chamber of Commerce. She'll be its chairperson next year. She was the president of the Brainerd Rotary and developed STRIVE, which was a mentoring program for high school students with low GPAs. She's a past president of the Brainerd Public Schools Foundation and a current president of the Crossing Arts Alliance, which is a large arts organization in Brainerd, 2016 Sertoma Service to Mankind Award recipient. So she's made a huge impact, especially here locally.
Lauren, we're in different times. I know the first year that we talked about the legendary women of Brainerd, there was a ceremony. How will you celebrate this year's inductees?
This year, we have pivoted and have put together a video presentation that will be available virtually. The video is approximately 40 minutes in length, and starting in April, it can be found on the Brainerd Public Schools Archives website, located within the website of Brainerd Public Schools at www.isd181.org/district/BPSA, which is Brainerd Public Schools Archives. And it's the ceremony where the women will be introduced by their words and their deeds and impact in the world, and video and photos of things that they have accomplished should be really interesting. I think everybody would find it really interesting to look at, to see the impact that women make in the world.
That is Lauren Nickish. She is a legendary woman of the Brainerd Senior High School herself, and she's telling us about this year's inductees into the archive of Brainerd Senior High School. Lauren, we thank you so much for your time today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Heidi. I appreciate it.
This Strong Women conversation is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.